Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
The characters and events depicted in this podcast are entirely fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. This episode contains languages that some may find harmful and disturbing. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to Quickie, a podcast filled with Filipino short stories for your listening pleasure. In this episode, we present to you
Ang Tambaluslos.
The year 1998, Catanduanes. I was coming home with Dick Boy from a dance in the next village when we both got horny in the middle of the way. Our sole source of light as we walked was the moonlight. We just met but couldn't help ourselves from each other due to the influence of alcohol. I've only been here in Catanduanes for 2 months, but I can already understand their language. I was used to my mom and dad who passed away when I was 15. I was an only child and the only reason we stayed in Manila was so I could go to a good school. Now that I'm at the right age, I chose to come back and live here in Viga. Instead of crossing the Burdong Bridge, Dick Boy and I threaded down a treacherous path into the woods. I remembered something my mom used to tell to scare me. Don't go into Burdong Bridge. Someone will grab you there. She also said if it wasn't a mermaid from River Oco, a monster called Tambaluslos will capture and rape me. This small creature who has big lips and sagging penis and balls loved taking victims who were its type. It misleads them inside the forest before it has its way with them. For fear of my life, I asked my dad once how I could escape the monster. He told me that I could be saved if I turned my shirt inside out. And because of how shallow this creature is, it will laugh from seeing your nipples. Its lips will swell up and you can get a chance to run away. In case you're in a situation wherein it's already close to you, you need to find a way to tickle the Tambaluslos so you can escape. It's funny to think about how scared I was when I was a kid, while now I'm trudging down Burdong Bridge with Dick Boy. I wasn't scared anymore because the arousal is stronger. I didn't know being horny removes fear. I mean, we could do it at home, but it's so much more exciting to do it this way. Inside the forest under the bridge, our lips crashed together and our tongues thirsted for each other's saliva. The grass served as our floor, and we were completely oblivious to the many possible creatures around us who might want to dine on our flesh. With both of us naked, our bodies were like snakes, wrapped around each other as we hid in the shadow of the bridge. The breeze was cool, and our movements were as peaceful as the flow of the River Oco. As we positioned ourselves to blow each other, the cricket sound served as our music. 69, one of the best positions where you can both satisfy each other, where the only language is feeling and the medium of communication are our bodies. Members inside each other's mouths, tongues inside butts, nothing else could compare. "Fuck me, Tick Boy," I said with saliva dripping from my mouth. "Are you sure?" he asked. "Yes," I said while reaching for a condom from my wallet and handed it over to Tick Boy. "Are you sure this hasn't expired?" assured the asshole. "I don't know. That's always in my wallet for emergencies," we both laughed. Tick Boy positioned himself and slowly put on the condom. "Oh shit, it tore!" "For fuck's sake," I stared at him wide-eyed. "Damn it, Tick Boy. That's my last one. It tore because of your huge penis." Tick Boy scratched his head. "Well, why did you even put it in your wallet?" That deteriorates the quality, you know, he explained. Sorry, I didn't know. Don't you want to do it bare? Thick boy asked, which I immediately shut down. No, let's just jerk off. There's always a next time, right? Thick boy inched closer and kissed me. His hard dick tickled me as it poked my balls. Answer my question first. Will there be a next time? Of course, as long as it's you. Shit, that sent butterflies to my stomach. It felt so nice to hear. We continued kissing. Even though he just sucked me off, his breath still smelled good. He brushed his thumb against my lips and pushed it inside. His fingers swirled inside my mouth, and as he nipped on my neck, I couldn't help myself. A few seconds later, he asked me to open my legs, which I obliged. Like a pail, his fingers scooped up saliva from my mouth and used it as a lube for my butt. He started with one finger, and when I could take it, he inserted three. As if I haven't gone mad with pleasure, he sucked my hardened member. I don't know what he does, but his thumb keeps on swirling from glands to shaft of my erection. Shit, thick boy, this feels so good. A little while later, I hear the chilling laugh. I jumped in surprise, thinking that somebody might be watching us. Did you hear that, thick boy? Thick boy replied in confusion. What? I heard nothing. I tried to feel my surrounding, and as I scanned the darkness, I saw an image. There! Thick boy looked to where I pointed. There's nothing there. It's probably a carabao. No, thick boy, that's not a carabao. A creature with buffalo-like skin emerged from the darkness. You can easily see its huge throbbing lips, as red as a cooked tocino. Its terrifying smile was flying with yellow liquid that was either saliva or pus. Its thin strands of hair seemed like they were falling out of its scalp. As it slowly approached us, we could more clearly see its whole body. At first, I thought it was crawling with its tail, but it turns out to be its long penis and ball sack. Atambaluslos! Yelled Thick Boy. I couldn't believe that a creature from my mom's old scary story is now standing in front of me. Thick Boy told me not to move. He carefully reached for our shoes and clothes and stepped behind me. He faced me towards Atambaluslos and caressed me. What the fuck, Thick Boy? What are you doing? We should run! I pleaded. Stop. Just trust me on this, he assured me. He continued stroking his hands all over me that leaned against his naked body. I was frozen and shaking in fear. I can't feel my erection anymore. A little later, the asshole Thick Boy moaned. Ay, kado! I remembered my dad's words on how to escape Atambaluslos. So I fondled my nipples and moaned with Thick Boy. It's funny, but a few moments later, the Tambaluslos' lips swelled up. His small eyes could barely be seen anymore. With this, his penis and balls also inflated. Thick Boy signaled for us to leave. We ran up the Burdon Bridge and clothed ourselves there. I was in disbelief that I encountered a creature from my mother's stories. I got little sleep that night. Thick Boy and I didn't even separate properly. Monday came and I was coming from Rojas Elementary to ask help from friend to employ me there. I wanted to take a tricycle home, but they didn't want to waste money. The walk home wasn't that far away anyway. And another thing, the Tambaluslos would probably not attack me anymore since I am never going down that bridge ever again. There's still fear in me when I reach the Burdon Bridge. So I waited for other pedestrians I could cross with. I spotted a woman holding dried taro leaves on her head. I tried to walk with her in a way that wasn't too obvious. When we were in the middle of the bridge, I noticed my surroundings getting darker. I looked up to the skies, and when I looked down, I found myself alone inside a forest. Fuck. I felt goosebumps when I realized I was alone. I could hear my own heartbeat. I wanted to throw up. Not too long, I heard a very familiar laugh. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Quickie, powered by Podmetrics. Quickie PH is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia. Do you want your story featured here on Quickie? Send us an email through quickieph@gmail.com and we will read it every Thirsty Listener's Story segment.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.